This is the future.
TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio. Let's get back to the League of Dads on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Christopher Smith.
Okay, welcome back to the League of Dads radio here on TalkZone.com. Before we went on break, I was basically titled that little segment of the show of child support. And I did that because a lot of parents, both disgruntled and just women that goes down to child support, I really don't know what they think. I have a lot of men that comes to the League of Dads and say that, and she still asks me for money. So I really don't know what they're thinking. Child support means that the man is now exempt from all financial needs of the child. He now pays it through child support. And the funny thing is, and I'm really going to see to it that I, in the future, that I get a mother that believes in it and a mother that doesn't believe in it, because the funny thing is, the mothers that never took a good man down and the disgruntled mothers that did, their views and opinions on child support is so opposite. But a disgruntled mother will ignore, as Atiyah Bradley did. And what I mean by that is she ignored Judge Glenn Grant's, he asked her, is there any way that I can get you to accept what he is doing here today? She said, no, I want a child support. So that should have told her right there. Now I'm going to get into something, but let me just end it with this when it comes to the child support. You cannot get any additional things, once you get child support. That is the bread and butter of the father's financial responsibility for the child. As I stated, any man that gives a nickel outside of that needs to get his head examined. I'm going to say it. I'm going to stand by it, and I mean it. Okay. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about some, as I stated when I first opened the show, there was an intemperate conduct that I did file on, the hearing officer at the Essex County Court. I went to court on December 10th. Before I went in front of James Triano, I went in front of a hearing officer by the name of Nicole Baracco Esquire, in the Essex County Courthouse, as well as probably all the courthouses, family courthouses. The hearing officers, they're most of the time, or just about all the time, they're attorneys, and this is what they use. I'm not going to read the whole ethics violation that I filed on the hearing officer, because she is not the basis of the conversation that extended from last week's show. But I just want to give you guys an understanding on how this process works. The petition is dated the 19th of December 2008. It's addressed to the Advisory Committee on Judicial Conduct, as I stated, P.O. Box number 37, Trenton, New Jersey. Christopher Smith, the League of Dads, 1507 Stuyvesant Avenue, Union, New Jersey. And I'm going to just get into a little bit of this, as I stated before. It says, I come before this committee to file and bring forth a complaint against Nicole Baracco Esquire, a hearing officer at the Essex County Court, under the grounds of intemperate conduct. On December 10, 2008, I went to a hearing at the Essex County Courthouse. To this day, the court still hasn't sent me a copy of the complaint. I was told at the hearing that I requested this hearing by Nicole Baracco Esquire, hearing officer. I told the hearing officer that is not correct. I did not request this hearing. She then raised her eyebrows. She did this, in my opinion, to intimidate me. This must be the reason why the court letter dated 9/27/2007, but today is actually December 28, 2008. This must be the reason why the court sent me a letter dated 9/27/2007, when this was actually dated to 2008. Okay. She then asked Atiyah Bradley, the defendant in this case, did you? I then told the hearing officer, I'm here simply to ask the judge to throw out this request by the Essex County Court, because the Essex County Court has violated court procedure because I was improperly served and a copy of the complaint was not mailed with a copy of the complaint. I had no way of properly preparing for my case. She then told me the mailing you received was you being served. I stated, no, it isn't. It did not contain a copy of the complaint. She then told me, yelling, "Get out." I didn't say anything wrong. Like always, officers as well as judges in the Essex County Court use intimidation tactics to control a hearing. I was told that I didn't get a copy of the complaint. However, enclosed is a copy of the Essex County Court letter stating that I should have gotten a copy of the complaint. I need to know why there are so many different versions of law in the Essex County Court. I have over 650 men here at the League of Dads, and this happens every time they go into the Essex County Court. This office works in 17 jurisdictions, and there are some that run the hearings by the book, making a complaint impossible. However, the Essex County court system, the way the Essex County court system is running their court, something is wrong. I went to this court two times and was thrown out two times. Essex County judges and hearing officers seem to want to challenge anyone that knows more about the law than the average citizen. I was asked by the judge to what was the extent of my law knowledge. Why was I asked this? There's something very wrong with the Essex County Family Court. They are not following procedure. When a person files a complaint without an attorney, the court chooses to do this because they have no intention on giving a person filing as pro se any due justice. When I came before Nicole Burris, I had made the comment that I was improperly served. She should have then asked me, "Do you want to see the judge?" Okay, that's all I'm going to read about this petition for intemperate conduct that was filed on December 19, 2008, against a hearing officer in the Essex County court system. Now, last week, I read a letter to you, and the number four. Broken down procedure. If a judge or hearing officer does is an ethic violation. Number four was intemperate conduct. That is, as I stated before, that is the Judge Judy tactic: the yelling, the acting like a fool, the thinking that they have a right to do that. I filed that complaint with the Court Code of Ethics, and one thing that people got to understand is when the Court Code of Ethics does a ruling, they don't make it public. The fact of the matter is, I'm going to say this. I learned something in the military that I use in my everyday life, and that is this. In the chain of command, there is always somebody higher than that individual that wants to nail them to the wall. In the military, the structure goes second lieutenant, first lieutenant, captain, major, colonel, former colonel, then general. I'm sure that if a second lieutenant acts up, there is a first lieutenant that wants to nail him. If there's a first lieutenant that messes up, there is a captain that want to nail him. If there's a captain that acts up, there is a major that want to nail him. If there is a major that nails up, there is a colonel that want to nail him. If there's a colonel that acts up, there's a Fulbert colonel that want to nail him, et cetera, et cetera. This is why I believe that when I threatened the Essex County Family Court System with an injunction by the Big Brother Court, federal court, this is why we became friends. That threat that I sent was the depth in their eyes of the League of Dads. This is an organization that just send letters around. This organization is true to what they do because they had no intent on ever wanting to address anything that we sent to them. When Judge Glenn Grant was there, he gave us all the help we needed. When Judge Sally Floriana took over, you can tell she didn't answer none of the letters. Some shucking and cooning woman, attorney woman, that just thought they was going to tell the League of Dads, listen, you don't get to talk to a judge. You deal with me. As I stated before, people, we don't deal with attorneys in the court system. I only deal with judges. An attorney can't do nothing for me. They're the lamest part of the chain and always will be. Don't ever send me in front of an attorney because they can't do anything for me. Okay. I'm going to talk about the big one. This is the complaint that I told, as I told you, when I went to court on December the 10th, 2008, Judge James Triano then told me, come back in here on the 5th. I want you back in here on the 5th of January. As I told you, I sent Mr. James Triano a nice Christmas present. I sent him an ethics violation. Here is a copy of that ethics violation. I'm going to read this ethics violation too. I probably don't read it all in depth. I'm going to read it to it because I want to discuss a lot of this stuff and I want to get into prior to we go into break. After we come back from break, I think I want to dedicate the whole second part of the show to a Just My Thoughts segment, and I'm going to get back into the story about Miss Jessica Gamble. I'm going to give you an update on that. Okay. This is a complaint for a violation of my constitutional rights. It says on December 10th, 2008, I came before James Triano, a judge in the Essex County court, after being thrown out by Nicole Burris and Esquire, a hearing officer in Essex County court. I asked that the judge throw out the complaint due to the fact that I have been denied due process. My argument to the judge was going forward with this hearing would only be in direct violation of my constitutional rights of a fair trial because I, in fact, didn't receive a true copy of the complaint to build my case. This statement was made the very first moment I got a chance to speak. And the reason why I said that in this ethics violation, people, is because when you are in court, and here's a lot of things that got me in trouble. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but here's a lot of things. There's some things that got me in trouble, some things that I didn't know prior to going to school. When you come to court and there's something wrong in the process, I should have. I said when you, but I'm going to say me. Every time that I went to court and something was wrong, I should have made that the very first chance I got to speak. What I then figured out is if I was challenging the jurisdiction of the court, I should have said that the very first time I got a chance to speak. For example, when I went to court on Valentine's Day 2006, when the judge said after in Monroe County, Pennsylvania, after me spending a night in jail and after being read my rights and after going in front of the judge and then the judge now giving me my chance to speak, the very first thing that I did was challenge the jurisdiction of the court. After spending a night in jail, the very first thing I challenged was the jurisdiction of the court. I'm not going to tell you guys who won. I'm just going to tell you that I don't lose no more. Let's just say that. Sounds cocky? Yeah, I need to. I'm getting tired of this. Okay. As I stated, this statement was made the very first time I got to speak. Just as the Essex County Court done in the past, James D. Triano continued this practice, challenging anyone that is aware of his rights. It becomes a battle whenever you are aware of the law. The Essex County Court has no intentions on respecting anyone that comes to court without an attorney. The Essex County Court system, because they have over 60 cases per day per family court judge, is compensating by speedy trials. In doing this, testimonies are cut short. Intimidation by the judge just as James Triano did, telling me you have arrears, you have an attitude, and was thrown out of court by the hearing officer. And just as I started to explain these things, the judge stated that he didn't want to hear it. Let me stop for a second right there. People, whenever you're approached by somebody and they want to try to make you feel guilty, they're going to throw up a lot of negative things in front of you. Well, what the judge did after, as I told you last week, we went into the courtroom and then we were asked to leave the courtroom. And then some big bodyguard bailiffs came in there and then we were asked to come back. And they were staring at me. The judge then, we go back in there and the judge then starts to talk bad about me. You have arrears. You was thrown out of the hearing officer section of this thing. So I basically know who you are. So I said, well, if you want to talk about it, I don't want to talk about it. I said, well, Your Honor, in court, whenever you bring something up, it makes it open for discussion. You know, I'm getting the last word, and that's the way it goes. So the judge used those, lined his courtroom and then telling me about all these bad things about me to see to it that I now tame myself. I now check myself. Okay. I put in this complaint, but the judge did not mention the three contempt hearings against Atiyah Bradley, which resulted in fines. And as a result, lost her parental rights. The judge didn't mention the $8 million lawsuit that I have against the defendant because the defendant came to court in 2006 and lied about her due child support in Pennsylvania. You see, the judge, as I stated, when us fathers go to court, the stage is set. We go to court and we get battered. The judge wants to mention all these things about me. So if anybody can tell me what it is exactly that I did, do send me an email to theleagueofdads@yahoo.com, and I'll listen to it. But this is what goes on. You're now just getting somebody that's reading this out to you aloud, and you're hearing what's going on. I'm going to throw this in there right quick before we go on break. In March of 2008, she came to the Essex County Court, and in front of Judge Joseph Isabella, I stated that I broke into her home, I abandoned my child, and I tampered with her car. The judge listened to this individual. However, she was subpoenaed to prove just a fraction of these allegations, and she couldn't. So I put this in this contempt, this complaint against Judge James Triano, because I have no bad things against me other than the fact that I had child support arrears. But the list goes on about a woman that has a disgruntled attitude. The judge made no mention of that. This is why I am here today doing what I do, because this is what always goes on. We're going to go on break right now. When we come back, I am going to finish this up. And then what we're going to do is we're going to get into a Just My Thought segment of the show. League of Dash Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. We'll be right back.